Okay, it's all yours.
Okay, sorry for the delay, everyone. Okay, so what we're going to do now, we have about 25 minutes, sorry for the delay. We're going to talk about the difference between the Parsha Shlach account of the sending of the spies and Parshas Devarim. So there are some significant differences, and there are different explanations as to what that different, you know, what's the reason for these differences. So we're going to try to identify by three or four differences, and then we will we're going to suggest one theory by Rav Meidan, who is to explain these differences. It's very often the Torah. Sometimes you'll have in the Torah, the Aseres HaDibros. It looks one way in Parshas Yisrael, then when they discuss it later in Sefer Devarim, it's a different. There are a few slight differences, so we're doing that now with the sin of the spies. Can anyone think of, just off the top of their head, what some of the differences between, if you know, Parshas Shlach versus Parshas Devarim, how the Torah refers to it? Any thoughts? Anything that maybe you've heard about, thought about, how maybe there's differences a little bit?
The description of the words here in we have Bayatu et Eretz Knan.
Right.
In the Varim, it really says Lachor et Eretz Knan.
Okay, good. Very good. So we'll do that first. So Gila points out, if you look in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis, Shlach Lecha Anashim, send messengers via Suru, that's Eretz Kedah, via Suru, they should get the Tayar, they should tour the land of Canaan, as opposed to that's their mission. And by the way, and then they said, and look at the land, or Isem Pazak Yurches, or Isem Lazarus Mahi, see what the land is. So they're trying to examine the land by Yalu Bayaturu. So there's an emphasis on them being scouts, touring the land, as opposed to, if you look in, I have here, I'll try to make it a little bigger. If you look in Sefer Devarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chavez, remember this is in hindsight. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, "Va'tikruvun a perak al pasuk chavez, va'tikruvun a like kochem," and you all of you drew closely. But Tomu, and you said, "Nishlachad Hashem, let us send men lefaneni before us, v'yachperu ladu es haaretz." So what's v'yachperu? How would you translate that? V'yachperu.
It's a dig. Is already when you are there, then you chofer, you dig. So
the first time is really latur
because it was like their first time, but
here
lachpor is really to dig. You're already there, so you.
Okay, so you should dig your way. Dig your way. Okay, well, so the continuation of the pasuk is, "V'yashivo sadavar sadirshanalepa v'eshari mission of alehem." So you should, you want to tunnel your way into the land potentially, and tell us which way we should go up to the land, and which city should we conquer? In other words, Paragal Pazachabez, the focus in Sefer Devarim is how to conquer the land. I mean, like Lahavdil, you think about these the terror tunnels of Chabas digs. It says V'yachperu lanu. We want to know how can we secretly, tunnel or get into Eretz Yisrael. What's the best way? It doesn't have the lashon of scouting of the Yaturu in Sefer Devarim. That's one difference. The nature of the mission. Are they tourists to witness the good of the land, the bounty, the strengths of the inhabitants of the cities? So that's Parsha Shlach. Or Devarim, which sounds more like military spies to discover the defensive weaknesses and the most convenient ways of conquest. What's another potential difference between Shlach and Devarim? Any thoughts or?
Rabbi, in Shlach it says Hashem told Moshe to go, and in Devarim it's the people that came to Moshe to tour the land.
Right. So it
really, okay. Rabbi, not yeah. really.
Because in Shlach it says, Afi Hashem. That means God acquiesced to let him do it, but that not that God was in favor of doing it.
Again, Evan, that's, I hear you. That's like an answer. I think that that's more of an answer to a question. And as you're saying, Lecha means, right? You're saying that's Rashi's explanation. I think that, again, if we wouldn't know Rashi, again, you're much Shlach Lecha, you know, I guess you have to ask yourself, when Hashem tells Abram, Lech Lecha, is he saying, I'm not commanding you? You know, like, Rashi...
Well, I wouldn't say Alpi Hashem here. The superfluous words.
What do you mean?
Alpi Hashem. Okay. I mean the pasuk without Alpi Hashem. Alpi Hashem means that God says, "You want to do it, you know."
Okay.
In any case, it's initiated by Hashem rather than being initiated by
people. Now, if you wouldn't, let's put it this way: if you wouldn't have any mafarshim, the simple reading of the text is by the Rosh Hashanah, Mar Shlach Chadashim, sent Ben. Again, I think what drives some of Farshim to say that it wasn't Hashem, but he acquiesced Hashem, so went along with the people, is because in Sefer Devarim, what's pretty clear is that it seems to say in Perabat Pazuchabez, Vatikmur Elai Kochev, Atomru, Nishlacha Hashem. The simple reading is that Hashem tells Moshe in Perek in Shlach, and the people initiated in Devarim, and you know how we reconcile it. Evan, that's certainly you know an approach. Herb, you had something with Herbie? Yeah. I think something
yeah.
else.
Yeah, the prominence that Yehoshua gets in Shlach, but there's more prominence to Kalev in Devarim. So.
That's interesting. I'm not gonna focus on that. That's not one of the things that I'm going. It's not one of the pieces that Rabbi Meidan focuses on. But that's interesting. It's something to think about. Now, you know, who gets the, that's interesting. I have to think about that, you know. Okay. I'm going to focus on, I think you're right. Just doesn't fit into what Rav Meitanik explained. Maybe it does.
And yeah. Devarim, it seems that he makes it seem like the spies came back with a good report. Doesn't talk about the bad report from the majority of the spies, only about the good report.
Right. Okay. Well, what about, forget about the response, but the mission itself. Because one of the mission, this may be like a little hard to focus, this is like a side point here. If you look in Shlach, I'll just point out two more things. In Perek Yom Pazachabez, Vayalu, well, actually, there might be discrepancy even within Shlach. In Pazuk Chavaleh, it says Vayalu Vayosuas Haaretz Minubar Tzid Arvachov Levo Hamas. That's very far from Desert of Sin until Hamas. So that is the entire country, and it takes them 40 days. But in Pazuk Chavbeis, it says they went up to the Negev and they went to Ephraim.
Rabbi, it doesn't say that. Forgive me.
Yes, it's about Yavo. He fine. They went up to the next.
The singular.
But then they went up in the next. Now yeah. First, I understand. Fine. It says they toured the whole land, and they went up. They went up. They took the land. They went up in the Negev, and so the Rav Meidan wants to say, and if you look, I guess if you look in. So there's some in Shlach. There's some evidence that they're there for 40 days. They see the whole land, but in Devarim, Paragal Pasuk Chavay, and then it just says Vayifnu Meichavdalid, Vayifnu Vialu Ahara. It went to the mountainous area. Vayavol Nachal Eshkol Vayiraglu Osa. There doesn't seem to be a focus of them traveling to the whole land. They go to the mountainous area, Nachal Eshkol, which may refer to the southern mountainous area, to Midbar Yehuda. And so, of course, where are they going to? And the last, it seems that Moshe is somewhat held culpable for this sin of the So again, so Rav Meidan basically points out there are four differences. Who initiates mission? Is it God or the people? What's the nature of are they, or simply just to see the and, or they're simply military spies to determine
Rabbi's
the
class going on
the most convenient ways of conquest? Are they going in the whole land, into the southern mountainous area?
Mm-hmm.
And Moshe's guilt. Okay. So Rav Meidan has this thesis, and Meidan wants to say that there is one mission here with two different goals. So the way he understands this is like this. If you look, there are other times where we have tribes, heads of tribes, who their job is to, play a role in the conquest of the in part, a Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk says, "Vadiber Shel Moshe Lemor, Elish Shmosa Inchalu Lochem Es Haaretz, Alazar Kohen Yeshua Binun." So these are the people that are going to help you inherit the land. And then there should be Elazar and Yeshua. Then Nasiach HaNasiach HaMatet Kuhu Limchol Zaretz. You have one tribe, one Nasi per tribe. this is the second generation. This is the generation heritage as well. You're going to have one Nasi per tribe. And he's going to say, who are the people from each tribe? Kalev, right? Shmuel, Elidad, Spooky, Ben Yagli. So these are different people. And what's their function of Pasuk Chavtes? This is in Paragladon Pasuk Chavtes. Eilat Tziv Hashem V'Nachel Espreis Eretz Kedash. So then what's their role? How would you summarize their role here for the heads of the tribes here?
Right,
so their job is to apportion the land for their respective tribes. And in fact, in Yoshua, Sefer Yoshua, Perek Yuches, Tutin Gimel Tadalet, so again, Yoshua is telling people, you got to conquer the land. Avlochem Shoshan Hashim Hashem, take three people from each tribe, you're not settling the land. V'yokum, move east south of bars, go on the land, V'yokumosam, 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 like, set your boundaries, and set up where you want to, who's supposed to get what kind of land. And Pasuk A says, V'yishchalku osam v'yishiva chalakim, divided to seven different portions. Yehuda yamol avgulo v'negev, Beis Yosef yamol avgulo mitzafol. I guess there are seven tribes that settled their land, one of the smaller tribes. And he says you got to go and you got to conquer the land, you got to apportion land, you have to divide the land. Now again, there seems to be an inconsistency a little bit because in Parshas Pinchas, Peret Chavav, Pesukim Nun Beis and Nun Vav, it does seem in specifically Pasuk Nun Hei Nun Vav, it says Ach Bagoro Yechalek Asaretz, that they would divide the land by lottery. That's true, but. Again, it seems according to Sefer Yoshua, what we just read, is that they divided it not by lottery, but for that what? That the heads of the tribes, in some sense, divided the land. You could argue maybe the lottery just confirmed their division. So if the role of the role of the heads of the tribes is to determine the suitability of the land for each tribe and to determine, who should get what land, then it kind of makes sense in Parsha Shlach, when Hashem is commanding Moshe to see the land, he's saying, you should see the land, what the people see, the type of land, the good crops, whether it's fortified, whether it's not, are there trees, are there not trees? So could be heads of the tribes, and again, this is Parsha Shlach. Who's being sent? The heads of the tribes. They are tasked to determine the suitability of the land for their particular tribes. This was Hashem's command. This was the mission that Hashem gave to Moshe. It was the mission to divide the land up into the different tribes, each portion suitable for each tribe. And so that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted everyone to do, the head tribes. Same time, while this is going on, there is something else that's happening. And that is, the people are afraid. The people are nervous. The people want to send spies to seek the easiest route for conquest. That's Devarim Perek Aleph Pasuk Chabez. And by the way, in Perek Aleph Pasuk Chabez, what do they say? They don't say, let us send the Roshei HaMatos, the heads of the tribes. What do they say? Nishlecha Anashim, to send men. In other words, you want to send people to determine how to divide up the land amongst tribes, you send the heads of the tribes. If you want to send people to find out the easiest way to conquer the land, you don't send like the political leaders, you send spies. You send military people. So, and then you could argue also that the spies first went to the Hebron area as this was their first presumed location of conquest. They're going to go in from the south. On the one hand, Hashem wants them to go through the entire land, right? He wants them to go from the whole breadth and width, the width and the length, the whole breadth of Eretz Kanan to see the suitability of the land for each tribe. Specifically, though, the people, most of the people at least who were sent, they had something else in mind. They're like, we're going to go from the south, because that's perhaps the easiest way to conquer the land. Or that's what they thought they would conquer. And then who do they see there?
Anakim.
Achiman, Sheshai, and Talmai, Yelidei Hadad, these giants, and therefore they get really scared. In other words, what's happening here is that Hashem is sending, according to Rav Meidan, Hashem is sending, is telling Moshe to send the people on a mission of Nachala, L'Nachala Ta'aretz. And then Moshe, when he sort of tells over the story in Sefer, in Parshas Devarim, in hindsight, he's like, but now upon hindsight, I realize that you had something else in mind. And it wasn't simply, sending the heads of the tribes. You were nervous about how we're going to conquer the land. What was Moshe's failure? According to this approach, Moshe's failure was to combine these two goals into one mission. You don't send political heads of the tribes to investigate the conquest of the land. These are two separate missions. You send the heads of the tribes just to check and then see, you know, which part is suitable for which tribes. Then when you're done, you do like what, you know, Yoshua did, sending some spies, you know, to Yericho. That's something different, you know, in Sefer Yoshua. Again, Moshe was aware, I guess, maybe not to the extent, but Moshe was aware or nervous. And so, and if you look in Devarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Aleph, Moshe says, Rei Nasar Hashem Lokech Lefanecha Zaretz. He says, Hashem has given you the land. Alei Reish, go inherit it. Asher Dibur Hashem Lokech Alav. So that is one goal. Your job is to inherit it, like Hashem told you. In other words, that's one mission, to apportion the land. And the second thing he's telling them is, Al Tirav Al Tichas, don't be afraid. So Moshe focuses on both goals. Instead, what happens? Once they investigate the land, how good it is, in the back of their minds, they're also saying, oh my gosh, I'm a little nervous. How are we going to conquer the land? And they run into Achiman, Shesha, and Talmai, and they got scared. And apparently, the failure fed. So that's why, in Perek Aleph, Shem commands Moshe. Moshe does what he does. And everything seems to be great. Upon hindsight, upon reflection, after the story, then Moshe says, you know what, I made a mistake. And that's what he says in Sefer Dvarim. He underestimated the power of fear.
Can't talk, Rabbi's class.
And
what's
then
up?
Put yourself in the other person's shoes.
No.
Moshe thought the people were a little nervous. And he said, okay, these... Because Moshe, in some respects, you know, Moshe was so close to God, and he was so connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he had so much emunah that, of course, if God tells the Bnei Yisrael they can conquer the land, of course he thinks they can conquer the land. Moshe perhaps underappreciated how distant the people were from God and how nervous the people were from God. You know, it's like always, like when Bnei Israel are scared at Har Sinai, we don't want you to speak to, we don't want Hashem to, because we want you to speak to us both. You know, it's like, come on, that's not such a big deal, don't be so afraid. Moshe perhaps cannot appreciate the distance or the lack of emunah that the people have, and so therefore Moshe's like, yeah, we'll kill two birds with one stone. We'll send the same group of people to, on the one hand, check out the land, and also to try to find out the best way to conquer the land. That was a fatal flaw, and the consequences were disastrous. And so I think the message is, you know, we have to be, sometimes, you know, we could have emunah, we could have faith, and we, for us, you know, we have one perspective at how things are. We sometimes may not appreciate, you know, the how other people may relate to something. And sometimes for us, you know, we think, well, it's obviously we're going to have faith in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Obviously this is meaningful to us, whatever the situation is. But we sometimes have to do a little more work in putting ourselves in our shoes. That was Moshe's failure. Failure was, he didn't realize that, again, on one side, he's like, Hashem initiated the mission to be tourists, to basically go through the whole land, and not a problem. But he didn't realize at the same time how scared the people were, and they needed, and in the context of this mission, it was totally shocking to Moshe that he would come back with this disastrous report, because he pulled the moon up and he did not speak that his people needed to be caught more and to build up their strength a little more before sending him into to check out the land.